This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. If you sometimes find your desire to pray running ahead of your ability, stay tuned for the next 4 minutes for some encouragement. Today's passage is Genesis chapters 27 through 31. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Before our prayers can be effective, they must come from somewhere deeper than our mind and our lips. They must come from our very soul. When a person begins his or her prayer life, about all he knows is, "Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep." But if that person will continue to pray and seek the Lord, his prayers will go deeper. I've watched my wife, Virginia, have this experience. When she first became a Christian, she read some books about the great people of prayer, and she decided she wanted to pray all night. So I agreed to take care of our little boy, and she went out on the screened-in porch, knelt down, and began to pray. And she prayed about every conceivable thing she could think of. After that, she looked at her watch, and she had prayed for 2 minutes. So she came in the house and went to bed because praying all night just didn't seem to be for her. But now, many years later, she finds it difficult to finish her prayer time each morning in a couple of hours. But that came about as a result of her asking God to deepen her knowledge of Him. And it grew little by little over the years. In today's passage, we have the record of the blessing of Isaac upon his sons, Jacob and Esau. Twice in this passage we are told that Isaac's blessing did not arise from his mind and his lips alone, but from his soul. Genesis 27:4 says, "That my soul may bless thee." And this is repeated in verse 25. Now, as you know, the Spirit of God is very careful in his choice of words that he uses in the divine record. When he tells us that Isaac's blessing came from his soul, he is alerting us to a great truth that vitally affects you and me today. Remember the Psalm of David, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." When you and I call upon the Lord to bless our family, our church, our home, and our native land, this prayer, to be effective, must come from a deeper source than our mind and lips only. It must arise from all that is within us, all of our love, all of our feelings, all of our thoughts, understanding, will, memory, all of us. When we are involved with God and His work at the soul level, we gain an even deeper knowledge of God and a growing effectiveness in our efforts to make Him known. The Holy Spirit in us leads us in victory over the allurements of the world, and the Holy Spirit through us spreads the knowledge of Christ throughout the world like a lovely perfume. So until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes encouraging you to take a careful look at your faith. Does it rest at the level of the mind alone, or has it touched your soul, all that is within you?
A daily time alone with God has marked the turning point in countless lives. To encourage this spiritual discipline, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. This guide can help you establish a regular habit of daily Bible reading and prayer. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a look at the pain and promise of every genuine encounter with God on Daily Discipleship.